This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Alyssa Block.
I'm Audie Cornish.
And I'm Robert Siegel in Orlando, Florida this week. This morning, I sought out two very different reactions here to today's Supreme Court decision sustaining the Affordable Care Act, the big health care law. At 10, we were listening to the local public radio station, WFME, at Hispanic Health Initiatives in Castleberry, Florida. It's a local nonprofit. Castleberry is just north of Orlando. It took about 10 minutes for the dust to settle and the Supreme Court's conclusions to become clear. And once that happened, the enthusiasm was unmistakable. Josephine Mercado is the founder and executive director of Hispanic Health Initiatives. The group advocates for health care for the local Latino, mostly Puerto Rican, population. Mercado has been a strong supporter of the Affordable Care Act, and this morning's news cheered her, took her by surprise, and changed her plans for tomorrow.
We're having a party. We're all set. We're going to have iced tea and cookies, and we're going to play music. And we're going to really be very, very happy that this worked out the way it did.
Celebrating the Supreme Court upholding
course,
the Affordable Care Act.
Of course, of course. Judicial wisdom sometimes is very, very tricky. I didn't expect this to happen. And
you were all prepared for them to throw out the mandate,
absolutely,
at least.
Absolutely.
And in that case, what would your plans for Friday have been?
Protest. That P would have been turned to the other P, protest.
Between working at low-paying jobs or at part-time jobs, Hispanics are the Americans most likely to be uninsured.
I would say nationwide the percentage was more or less 34%. And here in Central Florida, I would say it's about 60% or more that are uninsured. And it's a hardworking population. Unfortunately, they cannot afford the premiums. And that's really what this law is all about. It's about making insurance more affordable.
Much of the relief that the Affordable Care Act would bring to the population Josephine Mercado's group serves would be through expanding Medicaid eligibility. And while the impact of today's ruling on that part of the law was still unclear, the feeling this morning at Hispanic Health Initiatives was this was a win for their side. Not so for Todd Long. He is a conservative activist, a Tea Party Republican. He's running for the GOP nomination in Florida's 9th congressional district. Long was very critical of what the court did today, and he lumped it together with the court throwing out parts of the Arizona immigration law earlier this week.
They restricted Americans' freedoms, they restricted Americans' rights, and said, I don't care what your rights or your freedom. The federal government's going to tell you what you're going to do, how you're going to do it, and if they want you to buy something, they can call it a tax.
Chief Justice Roberts has not been a very liberal Chief Justice on the Supreme Court. A lot of people were surprised that it was he, and not the more typical swing vote, Justice Kennedy, making a majority with the four Democrat nominees to the court. For you, are you surprised or disappointed in Justice Roberts?
Absolutely. I think that's just jaw-dropping to everybody. And I think what his ruling in the Arizona case a few days ago should have tipped us off, because anybody that believes, like I said, in individual rights, the Constitution and the rights of the states to take care of themselves, take care of their own affairs, would have never made that ruling they did in Arizona. So when you put these two rulings together, you get an idea that Justice Roberts doesn't believe in our Constitution and individual rights and the rights of states, in my opinion.
Is he now going to become a villain of conservative talk shows?
Absolutely.
Really?
Absolutely. There's no excuse for this. There's no way in the world the founders of this country would ever sit there and let the federal government do this to the individual rights and rights of the people.
But, you know, he's a Republican nominee to the bench with a pretty conservative record. I mean, we're not going to see impeached Chief Justice Roberts signs around the country, are we?
I don't know. I just know this. These last two decisions make it clear he doesn't respect the right of the individual or the state.
Orlando, Florida Tea Party activist and aspiring congressional candidate Todd Long says politically it is time to fight for the health care law's repeal. We also heard from a very happy Josephine Mercado of Hispanic Health Initiatives, two different reactions to the Supreme Court from in and around Orlando, Florida.